Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are doing okay. It's Melissa, and I'm back for day 9, even though it's day 10. So just trying to keep the consistency going here, trying to keep the flow, trying to catch myself up with everybody, because I missed you guys. But it's been a good reason why I've been away. I've been chatting with old friends and got a little too carried away because I certainly missed a lot of them. One of them I was on the phone for maybe about 8.5 hours. And another one I was on the phone for about 4 hours. So catching up with old friends is always a good thing. So it's a great, great thing to be chatting with everybody and just having a good time and everything. So, but anyway, for the day 9, I have one more Zappa recording. I miss how vocal Zappa used to be. He's not as vocal anymore. And I think it's because he's just getting older and he just recovered from an illness. So he hasn't been as vocal, but he definitely will occasionally do the cute little sound. And I just, sometimes it's like, I want to go grab my recorder, but by the time I do, it's like he's done. He's done being his vocal self. So, but luckily I have recording upon recordings to preserve his vocal nature. So one morning or one evening, actually, I interviewed him. I interviewed him on what it would take to host a podcast. And he, you know, we talk about getting him a co-host. So he's not as vocal in this one, but he still has some good sounds. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. So take care. Stop recording. So do you know, because your birthday falls on June 18th, that you are a Gemini? Yes, you. Yes, you. Yeah. Gemini dogs are very vocal. And you're proving your point right now. Yeah. A Gemini dog needs his own podcast. What do you say about that? No? What's missing? What could I say that would interest you in having your own podcast? A co-host. Well, you'd like that very much, wouldn't you? So, what kind of co-host would you like? There are a couple of options. I mean, I could be your co-host. I am your mom, after all. Oh, stop licking yourself and talk to me. For a Gemini dog, you need to work on your conversation skills. I really think we need some attitude adjustment here. If you disagree, well, I'm very sorry. Oh? Turn your head away and lick yourself. Very proper in the middle of an interview. So, you did indicate you'd be interested in hosting a podcast with a co-host.
Yes.
Well, it seems me hosting or co-hosting a podcast with you is out, since you didn't seem to be interested in that option. However, we can reach for option 2. Get another human to substitute for my place. It could be a human of your choice, just as long as they have good references and are consistent and helpful. Oh, yeah? You don't like that option.
Well, I'm getting to that. So, option three. It's a rather strange one. But I think... Oh, okay, just give away the big reveal. How about this? How about having a dog co-host with you? Oh, I got your interest now. Do you want a dog to co-host with you, bud? Oh, there goes the wagging tail. Give me a kiss. You want a dog to co-host? See, all I have to do is ask the right questions and my Gemini dog starts talking. I love you. Really? It looks like our interview is over.
Stop recording button.
Ah, yes. Zappa is quite the character. Aren't you, baby? He's laying right next to me. And I'm giving him a belly rub, of course. As anyone who lives in this house is required to do once in a while. So, Zappa hosting a podcast with a canine co-host. What in the world? What do we call it? The Zappa podcast? PAWD? I don't know. Let's, anyone out there listening to this who can think of a great name for a dog podcast hosted and co-hosted by dogs. So let's come up with something. Give me your best ideas. So that's going to be it, guys. I really, really enjoy doing these recordings, and I will see you soon. Take care.